The Dow is up 537 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Conductor Alexander Anisimov leading the Moscow Symphony with a little episode from the ballet scenes of Alexander Glazunov, a short polonaise for orchestra, to begin things in our noon hour of classical music here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you to keep the music going until 3 p.m. In this noon hour, that's going to mean the Sonata for Clarinet by Camille Saint-Saëns, plus the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and a brilliant concert piece for horns and orchestra by Robert Schumann. Those are in store for us here on this Thursday afternoon. We're glad you could stop by. We will strike a nostalgic note with the St. Louis Symphony in just a moment. Support for classical music comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. So the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, they're with us next, under conductor Leonard Slatkin, to strike a nostalgic note with the music of Aaron Copland, music that he wrote for the 1940 film adaptation of the Thornton Wilder play about life in Grover's Corners. We'll hear music from Our Town, next on KPR. A little bit of Aaron Copland's music from the 1940 film adaptation of the play Our Town. Leonard Slatkin conducted the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:23, and still to come, in about 15 minutes' time, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and their rendition of Schumann's concert piece for four horns and orchestra. Today's programming on KPR is made possible in part by Tracy Harrison and Vic Peterson of Lawrence, encouraging all Kansas Public Radio listeners to honor International Talk Like a Pirate Day, a day to parody the golden age of piracy. Join Tracy and Vic in supporting KPR with a hearty yar or a simple ahoy, mateys. Thank you, Tracy and Vic, and all of our listener members. Here on the KU campus, 86 degrees at the moment, and we're on our way to a high today of 94 degrees. We should have, for the most part, sunny skies, although we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon, and tonight partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, and a low of 68 degrees. Tomorrow should be sunny, with a high of 92. Next we have romantic French chamber music for you by composer Camille Saint-Saëns, and something that was written late in his life and career in 1921, and some music that has been revered ever since for its elegance, beauty, and pristine construction. The Clarinet Sonata by Saint-Saëns, performed today by Zabina Meyer, our clarinetist, along with pianist Oleg Meisenberg, on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music from late in the life and career of French composer Camille Saint-Saëns is Clarinet Sonata in E-flat major, performed by Zabina Meyer, our clarinetist, along with pianist Oleg Meisenberg, on Kansas Public Radio. It's now 12:40 and 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu, and the LEAD Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We're joined next by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra to hear music written by Robert Schumann in around the year of 1849. It was about that time that he was exploring the possibilities of the horn as a solo instrument, which he had done in his Opus 70, the Adagio and Allegro, and a bit later, with a concert piece that was inspired by a volume of hunting songs for men's choir and four horns. A concert piece for four horns and orchestra, led by conductor Gerard Schwartz, with the Seattle Symphony, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1849 by Robert Schumann, a concert piece for four horns and orchestra, performed by the players of the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour, where we have the BBC Philharmonic and a sumptuous Hungarian serenade from composer Miklos Rossa. If you need something to do this weekend, why not check out the New Ear Contemporary Chamber Ensemble at All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church in Kansas City this Saturday and Sunday, an 8 p.m. performance on Saturday and a 4 p.m. performance on Sunday, featuring the music of local KC composers and composers from around the country. The opening concert touches on themes and ideas that will stir your mind and heart. Again, it is this Saturday the 21st at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. at All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church in Kansas City. Find out more at newear.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Roughly 1.5%, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some Mozart to get things going in this 1 o'clock hour. We heard the famous Rondo alla Turca, Turkish Rondo. Richard Kapp leading the Philharmonia Virtuosi on Kansas Public Radio. Good to have you back along. I'm Jeff Watson. And there's more classical music here in this 1 p.m. hour on a Thursday afternoon. An hour that'll bring us the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and a delightful Hungarian serenade from someone who had a great reputation as a film composer, work by Miklos Rossa. That and much more still to come. Thanks for being with us for classical music on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We will proceed with the Latvian National Symphony, conductor Terje Mikkelsen, for some music by Norwegian composer Johan Svensson of the 19th century, a contemporary of Edvard Grieg's. And what we'll hear is a tone poem that was written in 1874 and inspired partially on the fiction of Washington Irving and a tale of the love between a Moorish princess and a crusader knight. We'll hear the tone poem Zorahayda next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1874, the tone poem Zorahayda, based partially on the fiction of Washington Irving and music composed by Johan Svensson. Conductor Terje Mikkelsen conducted the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:22, and still to come, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, who will join us in a little over 10 minutes from now for the Hungarian serenade of composer Miklos Rossa. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring sound, echo, and silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org and the University of Kansas. Transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Temperatures in the upper 80s on the KU campus, and we're on our way today to a high of about 94 with sunny skies and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 68, and a 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow should be sunny, at least to begin with temperatures in the low 90s, and another 30% chance of showers for Friday night. Next on KPR, a little time spent in the company of pianist Lydia Artemu to hear three fantasies by Felix Mendelssohn on Kansas Public Radio. Three keyboard fantasies, composed by Felix Mendelssohn, played today by pianist Lydia Artemu on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:35, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR, with more classical music to follow, until 3 this afternoon. Later on tonight, music picks back up at 7 p.m. with Classics Live, and tonight we have got an all-Grieg program from the Rule Joyce recital. Chai Fei Lin is first violinist with the Kansas City Symphony, and Karen Savage is a Juilliard-trained pianist. These fine KC musicians bring us a sweet and clear concert of two sonatas by Grieg, for violin and piano to contrast and compare. Classics Live is tonight at 7 here on KPR, and then from 8 to 9, Destiny is your host with more classical music from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Malevo Live, an all-male group specializing in Malimbo, a traditional Argentine folk dance. Thursday, September 26th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Next on KPR, our music is from composer Miklos Rosa, Hungarian composer born in 1907 in Budapest and was performing professionally on violin since about the age of 8. Received his musical training in the Leipzig Conservatory, and he started to become big as a composer right around the same time that a new industry was being born, the motion pictures. And in the 1930s, he was brought over to Hollywood to write music for the moving pictures, doing films such as The Four Feathers and The Thief of Baghdad, and receiving Oscars for the music from Spellbound, A Double Life, and Ben-Hur, along with a host of other nominations. What we'll listen to is from the concert stage, however, something he wrote in 1946, a joyous Hungarian serenade, put on for us next by the BBC Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Written in 1946, the Hungarian serenade from the Hungarian film music composer Miklos Rosa, performed by the BBC Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2 o'clock and news from NPR just ahead, followed by the next hour of classical music, which will open with one of the songs of Tchaikovsky. We'll hear music of Edward German, Corelli, and a concertino for bassoon. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence.
Live from... You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Music by Tchaikovsky and one of his Lieder, or songs, arranged there for violin and orchestra. It goes by the title of Thy Radiant Image. We heard Peter Briner conduct the Queensland Symphony, along with violinist Akako Nishizaki. and this is Kansas Public Radio, where there is a bit more classical music for your afternoon before 3 o'clock rolls around. I'm Jeb Watson, and between now and then, one of the trio sonatas of Arcangelo Corelli and the Tapiola Sinfonietta, with music from the Finnish composer Bernard Heinrich Crusell, a concertino for bassoon, all just ahead. The National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland takes things from here. Andrew Penny is conductor for music by one Edward Gurman, an English composer of Welsh descent born in the mid-19th century and a very well-known presence in the field of English light operetta, and was seen as a successor to Arthur Sullivan in that field. What we'll hear is something he contributed for orchestra in 1919. They call this Theme and Six Diversions, next on KPR. Composed in 1919, Theme and Six Diversions from English composer Edward Gurman, performed by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, led by Andrew Penny, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:27 is the time, and the Tapiola Symphony joining us in about 10 minutes from now for a lovely concertina for bassoon by Finnish composer Bernard Heinrich Crusell. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR are Tracy Harrison and Vic Peterson of Lawrence, encouraging all Kansas Public Radio listeners to honor International Talk Like a Pirate Day, a day to parody the golden age of piracy. Join Tracy and Vic in supporting KPR with a hearty yar or a simple ahoy, mateys. Thank you, Tracy and Vic, and all of our listener members. Also worth noting, this month is KPR's Community Spotlight, which is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as long as they age. Details on how to get involved at communityvillagelawrence.org. Conductor Trevor Pinnock and members of the English Concert have a little bit of Corelli's, Arcangelo Corelli's chamber music. Next on KPR, we'll enjoy a trio sonata in E minor. Trio sonata in E minor, music by Arcangelo Corelli, played by members of the English Concert, conducted by Trevor Pinnock on Kansas Public Radio. 2:37 is the time at 3 o'clock. We'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, Classics Live gets underway at 7 p.m. with a program of Grieg's chamber music with some famous KC musicians. Then from 8 to 9, Destiny is your host with Tango Thursday, your very famous tango tonight at 8 p.m., as well as Mendelssohn's Octet, which is sort of like a tango for string players. Destiny is with you tonight from 8 to 9 on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Greg and Dana Newkirk's Haunted Objects live, Saturday evening, September 28th, featuring history, folklore, and true-life accounts of haunted artifacts. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Next on KPR, we have some music for you from a Finnish composer, one who was born in the late 18th century, someone who came a little bit before the time of Jean Sibelius, the composer Bernard Heinrich Crusell, who they say as a boy used to sneak out of his house late at night in his small village. Also, he could go and listen for hours on end to the local amateur flutist. Didn't matter how often he got caught or punished for it, music was his calling from early on, and he became a highly talented clarinetist, composer, and internationally known Finnish composer before Sibelius arrived on the scene in the 19th century. We'll hear a concertino he wrote for bassoon and orchestra. Osmo Vanska leads the Tapiola Sinfonietta with the bassoonist Laszlo Hara on KPR. The bassoonist Laszlo Hara with the Tapiola Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Osmo Vanska, with a concertino for bassoon and orchestra in B-flat major, music from one Bernard Heinrich Crusell, a Finnish composer of the late 18th and early 19th century, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 3 o'clock, and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Later tonight at 7 o'clock, it'll be time for Classics Live, the program tonight featuring chamber music by Edvard Grieg. Then Destiny has more classical music for you from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. As always, a pleasure joining you. And thanks for enjoying classical music with me on this Thursday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans, with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.